Okay, welcome back to the Rookie and the Vet and the Oracle.
Hey. Listen, guys, before we get started here, right? We need you to throw a little like, a little subscribe to our channel. Give us a bit of jamming. You know what I mean? If you're gonna take, you gotta give. True?
Well said, Oracle.
Very well said.
Thank you.
Agreed.
Yeah, well done. Like you said, like and subscribe on YouTube, guys. This week, the Rookie and the Vet and the Oracle. There's no one that really got in the plus this week. So therefore, I want to bring us all back in together.
Yeah,
I'm thinking about I'm not going to be negative about you know what we've been doing lately. Any of us, we all sort of didn't salute. So we're all one team here at YKTR. Sometimes there's been a little bit of finger pointing. We'll save that for outside YKTR. Something
has there,
Jack? Oh, same team. But yeah, this week, believe it or not, you know he has lost the Oracle tag, but he didn't go all that bad, Simi.
No,
he had Reece Walsh. Sorry about that. Reece Walsh salute at $2. He had Rabbitohs Gags salute three times at $2.60.
Which has got to be worth more.
And Joey Manu did it all himself for a nice little bit of jam at $2.70. So therefore, out of his eight bets, he did only lose 70. But I think the expectations were on your run that you were going to go 8 from 8. So yeah. Simi, how do you surmise last weekend's performance?
Okay, well, I had a lot of time to think about it, right?
If I may, I think that's your problem. When you put too much thought into this stuff and you let the outside noise affect you, like, you know, clairvoyance like yourself, you need that clarity and that space to do your thing.
I was on you, and
that's on me as well. I was saying, hey, bro, who's going to score? Come on, you need that jam. Yeah, Publish it. I need it for the blog. You do your best work when you're given a bit of rope, I think.
Yeah, it's just like straight off the bat, you know what I mean? I think I broke down the game too much. I try to be a little bit like,
Oracle-y.
Yeah, I was just like, it wasn't organic, you know. Usually I pick the picture straight off my phone just now, like what I just did.
Really nilly.
Yeah, just fucking, I look at it, I do the math.
Go off vibe more so than.
Yeah, and I've got a really good vibe today.
Well, run us through that one in particular, the Jared Wallace. That seemed very willy nilly. I felt like you did that in 15 seconds.
I did. I literally just picked it just before we got on. But when you know the game,
you are a student of the game,
and you have that footy IQ from back in the day, it's almost like you can see where the try is going to come in, right? And I feel like I didn't take that into consideration last weekend. I thought about who's going to go in. I didn't think about where the negatives were in the defense.
I've got an analogy for your scope, similar to a very talented youngster that goes into a new team, has a breakout season, and then perhaps is overcoached in their second or third year. I feel like I may have.
Do you have an example for that? Isaac John?
Isaac John is a good example. Justin Horrow, someone who, didn't have that natural ability, but was coached well, you know, and was able to salute later in his career.
That's mad disrespect.
Yeah. No, it's not. Hey,
same team.
But
same
team. Simi has so much natural punting ability that I feel like I might have coached that out of him last week.
Yeah.
I'm going to put my hand up there. I'm going to be accountable that wasn't on.
Fair play.
Yeah. Please get your goddamn nose off the microphone.
Sorry.
I get your point. And like I said, to be fair, I've got the margin down here. Minus 70 is not too bad, but I suppose I even got on you. I put $100 on all eight together. That was going to be a $250,000 collect. So,
honestly, I literally just picked the try scorers now.
Yep, that's what I like. And you've only got five. Did you do the Origin one as well? You can do that as we're going. I like that you're going to be willy nilly, and I can tell you haven't. I can see by looking your face.
I didn't even know Origin was on.
All right, boys, let's get into we're going to talk a lot about the games. It's a little bit short, and like I said, only the four games in Origin, so five of the best.
Wait, we didn't say. It's our 1 year anniversary today.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Congratulations, guys. Fuck, that was intense.
Cheers, bro. 1 year since me and Simi met. We did a little kiddies. This is when I realised Simi's engine probably was a little bit kiddies. But it was a funny day. A little breakfast next to the same team.
Yeah. I did look good, though.
You did look good, yeah.
Fuck, I looked way better than I do now. Must have been the fucking stress.
But anyway, let's move on to the main part. Obviously, Origin's coming up. The teams have been selected. We've broke it down on a couple other pods. Just another big one that broke yesterday. KP is officially ruled out. Mm-hmm. And Reed Marnie has been sent back to Parramatta to play this week. So it's looking like Jacko. It's going to be Val Holmes at fullback. Kyle Felt, I believe, has come onto the wing. And Brimo's going to get that 14 spot.
I prefer that. I know a lot of people were saying they wanted to see Brimo slide straight into fullback. And that, then you start to think, what do you do with that 14 jumper? Do you keep Marnie in? But they've sent Marnie back, so that clearly was never in their plans. I think Val, in the last, you touched on it last week, in the last couple of weeks in particular, not just because he slotted a 40-yard field goal against my boys.
He's been playing nice.
He's been playing really nice, man. He's taken a little while to come back from that post-NFL sort of, not slump, but just work back into it. And when Val's at his best, you know, you think about before he left, he's one of the best in the game. So obviously they lose a lot by losing KP, but I think Val's a perfect replacement, and Kyle Felt is tailor-made for Origin. That gives them proper twin towers on the wings and Coates and Felt in terms of a kicking target. Yep. I know Fox can handle himself. Toto's a smaller winger. I know you and Isaac mentioned on.
He's 110 kgs.
Yeah, shorter, I mean.
For the leaping ability.
You guys mentioned that could be a point of sort of attack for Queensland. So gutted to see KP out, obviously. You want your best players playing Origin. Sucks. But I'll throw a curly one at you. KP's out. Cameron Munster under a bit of an injury cloud. How far away is your roommate? Is he going to feature at some point in the series?
Well, we talked about that, didn't we? Like, but there are guys, you obviously got other guys coming through. I think just on the form of the Dragons in the last 3 or 4 weeks wouldn't have done him any favours.
And then I can see Normie getting called up game two.
Yeah, he'd definitely be in the conversation.
That's what I'm saying.
And like, his partner at fucking Dragons as well, Benny Hunt, who's a proven State of Origin player. Mudder's just got the one game under his belt. You got young kids like Reece Walsh and Sammy Walker coming through. But
I think they'd be more inclined to go with Normie or Ben Hunt, particularly Ben Hunt.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Of course.
Yeah, if anything was to happen,
Justin Sips,
knock on wood, to our boy President, he's not able to play in this game or whatever. Whether those guys, there would have been conversations. We haven't spoke to Normie about it ourselves. Whether it's, you know, he's had those conversations, I'm not too sure. But
I spoke to him about it.
Okay, and what's the jam?
He reckons he should have been on game one. Nah, I'm just joking.
Is it potentially with the KP being ruled out and Reid Marnie getting sent back, is it mind games to me? I know you like to. This is where you pride yourself on knowing the mental side of the game.
Yeah,
Queensland playing mind games with, you know, Harry Grant, who's been under an injury cloud himself, missed a bit of footy. Is he going to play big minutes?
Harry's going to play big minutes. Wow, what a player! But I honestly believe that New South Wales is going to fucking absolutely destroy Queensland. Respectfully. I just think those boys, past 2 years, you know, they had a bit of growing pains. And I think Cleary and all those other dogs are going to fucking pull up and just run riot.
It's Cleary's time, man.
Yeah.
It's his time. It's his league at the moment. Yeah.
I said that in the write-up when you talk about form, the bench in particular. Now that's even – it's probably the same bench that I thought, so that's not going to matter too much with the KP, but I talked about the spine and those three out of the four missing a lot of games, and now KP's missing the game. So
just before we move anything, off that, can I ask you a little bit more how you see Bremo being used?
Yeah, that typical Queensland middle role where you can play like Cherry's played it in the past, Hunty's played it.
Michael Morgan,
all those guys. He might come on and play a little bit of lock. He'll cover all those positions if need be in the back line. You know, Harry Grant, he might give him a spell for 10 minutes if need be. So,
and then stay on.
He won't have, at the moment, he won't have a pinpointed role. It'll just be the way they'll see how the game's flowing, in my opinion.
And if no one's hurt or anything like that, in that sort of back 10, 15, they'll throw him in and let him mix it.
Yeah, the game might be getting away from a little bit. They chuck in that extra middle, that extra half, that fullback option where they have, you know, two ball playing middles playing on both sides.
Has he played in the halves at all, Bremo? I've only ever seen.
Not that I've seen.
You can tell he's got. He can ball play.
Yeah.
Yeah. Only in high school.
Thanks, man. Yeah. Well, there you go.
What was that?
Only in high school.
All right. Well, we're going to talk more about Origin right at the end of it as well. But let's break it down. My Thursday night multis are back tonight, boys. And we just did Team Rocket.
Yes.
I'm feeling really confident about this one. And I've written straight away the Bomber effect. I believe that Bomber has not the effect on the Dragons, more so the effect on the forward pack, the lift that he's going to have. I've got a massive rap on him like everyone else. He's an Origin player, played for his country. I think he comes back and really stiffens up the middle of the Dragons forward pack. I've got Dragons alternate line minus 5.5, so just a meaty, and then hopefully a Mudders conversion this week. Ravalara anytime if he comes back.
Big McKaylee.
Yeah, Ravalara, if he does, like I said in Team Rocket, if he doesn't get sent off for a shoulder barge, I think he's a bit of jam on the left-hand side there for the Dragons. And I don't think there's going to be many points in it. Like, there's been overs has been a pretty solid bet most of the time in footy of late, but I think with these two teams and a few key pieces missing out, mm-hmm. I think for the Broncos in particular, I think it might be a bit of a slog fest. And it's getting a bit dewy around here. If the conditions, if it turns into, if it's a little bit of rain, you know I like my weather when it comes to the unders and overs bet. So if there's a little bit of rain, even better. Mm. Under 47.5, that's a total boosted to 5.95.
And we'll all be featuring on the Footy Companion tonight for that game.
We will. This group will be in for the Footy Companion.
So I'm gonna pick a bit of an upset. I'm gonna go the Bronx at $3. Which I know is disrespect to Bomber and Mudders. It's one of those games where I'm not backing either side's form or consistency. It's a coin flip for me, and I just think Brisbane are playing a little bit better at the moment, so I'm going to go with the Broncos. Obviously, losing Coates is a big one for them, but I think their forward pack can still stand
Payne
up.
Haas.
And Payne Haas as well. I think if – I always go with these games if – and I said it last week, if Tevita Pangai decides to be Tevita Pangai, they can beat anyone. So
I'm excited to see if Tevita goes after DeBellin to prove a point.
That's what I'm saying.
That'd be pretty cool to see.
If he doesn't, the Dragons could blow him out. And if he does, I think Brisbane can squeak home. I'm chasing odds a little bit at $3, but I'm going to go Broncos Oracle.
Okay. Oracle, anytime try scorer and your pick for the game?
I've actually got two.
Love that.
Mm. I'm going Bomber.
Bomber. Off the pine.
Yeah.
What's he paying?
Fucking... around 450, I reckon.
I'll get that up. Hold on. And who's the other one? I'll get that as you're going.
And Jack Bird, mate.
Oh, you backed the birdie again?
Yeah. He's
playing in the back row this week as well.
Yep. Jack squared. I like it.
So
that's a good omen. Picking two Jacks.
Yeah, as you're going. So just to confirm, no, Bomber's $4.
Couple of Jacks.
Couple of Jacks.
Jack of all trades, as you are, Sammy.
Yeah, I'll write that down after because we'll have this recorded, so I'm not taking out time. Yeah. You're a big fan of Bomber as well, though?
Oh, man, I'm a massive fan of that cunt. I just think the way he plays the game, it just screams heart, you know what I mean?
Yep.
He's got that Tommy effect.
fuck you.
you know, just he's fit as a fiddle. Fucking runs hard, tackles harder. Cunt's good looking too. That's always a plus. He's a fucking good looking.
It's good
company,
to
I swear to God.
It's nice, like when you see a guy like Reece Walsh score lights and just see a snack get up and celebrate. It's always a good feeling.
Yeah,
bit of jam, bit of snack.
I've partied with him before,
and that's always a plus.
Yeah, just the way he carries himself off the field as well. I just think he's going to get in, and the Broncos are fucking bit kiddies at the moment, so why not?
And you're back in Snack Bird.
It's his first game back, right?
Yeah, first game
back. It is, correct.
The cunt's going to want to hook him up with a little fucking try of doom.
Yeah, it'd be pretty cool to see if he goes over.
It would be nice.
The boys coming over and fucking celebrating with him.
Yep.
Jacko, moving on to the Tigers versus Panthers game. Is this the game that your Panthers get beaten, Jacko?
Nah, I've heard a lot of noise about people getting worried
screaming,
about it. Nah.
Screaming the noise. Nah, yelling.
I don't care.
Really?
I think
top of the rooftop.
15 plus. I think Panthers put a lick on them. Doesn't matter, man.
Shit.
Tigers, someone will correct me, but I don't believe they've won back-to-back games since like the middle of 2019. I don't know if anyone has the capability to check that, but
West Tigers were just suspended there for a little bit, so there might be something that's just come through with the Tigers. So the Panthers have come into $1.45. Lukey, can you see something's happened around the Tigers as we're going?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, a bit of movement. I just don't see any. Thanks, Sam. I don't see any risk in there. The Panthers are still stacked. You still got Kickow, Fisher, Harris, Crichton, Edwards, Kenny, the young hooker who, you know, was part of that 7-0 run until Appy came back, is back in. Tyrone May and Matt Burton are pretty handy halves replacements.
Yep.
I know they're missing 7 players, and they're 7 very important players, and obviously their halves are Liam Martin, Isaiah Yeo, but I just think at the moment, it's more my opinion on the Tigers, to be honest. I just don't think they have the firepower to hang with the Panthers. I think they put an absolute score on them, and undefeated season rolls on, so.
Interesting.
I've gone are you ready? I'll go. This is a game where, you know, sort of,
don't
stay away from the Tigers again. So I'm going the Panthers.
Good man.
This is a game where people think, oh, Tigers, they can get them, you know, 7 outs.
Yep.
And they just don't. And it looks like jam.
Yeah.
It looks like jam at 275.
I'm telling you, don't get suckered.
I'm not going to get suckered by the Tigers, man.
Suck you in.
Even if they beat me, shame on them. Oracle.
May I?
Please, what
are
you
going in there? What's your any time?
I'm going Tigers on this one.
Sucked in.
I just think, you know, I think the key players for Panthers are out. I think it's going to give the boost to the Tigers. And I think they want to fucking really smack the Panthers in this game.
At Leichhardt as well, where we were able to go over the weekend, Lukey. A lot of fun out there watching Nuggy and the Highlanders run around.
I'm just going through it. The line actually isn't that bad. 7.5 for him. Because I don't think Panthers are going to blow him out like you think, Jacko.
I'm going May.
Tyrone May.
Yeah.
Yep.
He's paying $4.22.
Starting in the halves.
$4.20 that'll be. So Tyrone May. Yeah, gets his start. I think he's scored a couple of meters this year already.
Yeah.
Off the bench.
I think that's his best work off the point.
I think with, Clary not being there, it's going to be – they're going to be in murky waters, you know what I mean? They're not going to know what to do with themselves, so I can see them just sneaking in.
Well, it's in the sense that, you know, they don't have a real solid scouting report on Tyrone May. Is that what you're saying? They probably won't have seen as much footage of him playing in that seven role?
Yeah, exactly.
You're more thinking that swooping on a loose ball, a deflected kick, something like that. He loves to clean up the scraps, old Tyrone May.
I'm just thinking like just a two pass out to the right, bang. Straight through the back.
There it is. I love that.
There it is. I love it, man.
Love that from you.
Clip it, Lukey.
Clip that. Moving on to the Storm versus Titans. And you seem very confident, like just very humble, but also confident.
You know when I got the fingers together, something.
It hits different.
Yeah.
It's just.
All right. Moving on to the Storms versus Titans. Titans, Brimo, Fifita, Tino, all out.
Mo Fotowaka as well.
And Mo. Fuck.
Yeah.
So this is where you make your money.
Like. And who's made their money? Nico Hines to the Sharks, baby. Congrats to Nico Hines, three-year deal.
Congrats on the Warriors being interested in him for an hour and a half as well.
He signed to the Sharks, eh?
Three-year deal with the Sharkies, yeah. So
we're going to be seeing him.
Yeah, we'll see him around a little bit.
Nah, I'm moving to the East. Sorry.
That's all right. But I've got Storm winning this game. They're the shortest of the weekend because, you know, even despite missing Harry and Munster.
Fox.
Kafusi.
Yeah.
I was trying to, having a blank on his name just then. They got a whole heap of outs, but they got a whole heap of Kiwis that do a really good job for him during this period. So you still got the cheese in there. You've got the Brom brothers, Jerome Hughes, like a red wine. They still playing. Up too. Nico Hines was the most coveted player in the league there for the last 3 or 4 weeks. So still plenty to go. Justin Ollam in the centres. Hopefully now that he doesn't have the Fox outside him, he might be able to get over for one of them for us. And Oracle, is that where are you leaning for your anytime try scorer?
I'm going one of my best mates, Jesse.
What's Jesse Bromwich playing?
He's paying $5.81. Yeah, I love that.
Good on you, man. I like it.
Jesse Bromwich.
Just makes sense, right?
If it doesn't make dollars, it makes sense.
Please explain.
I just think the Titans have too many key players out at the moment. Obviously, their season's a little bit fucking, how you going? And he always gets them for those sneaky little tries, you know what I mean? And he's just always there.
You think with, I'll even add to that, I like the bet as well. You got three integral parts of the forward pack that are out. Do you think that some of these benchies sort of come in, guys that haven't played a lot of footy, get a bit loose around the middle of the ruck?
Yeah, I could see his brother just fucking offloading to him, you know what I mean? Left, just a little.
Can I just say as well, although he missed on Olam last week, and we don't like to talk about misses, that was the closest anytime try score miss you could ever have.
Yeah.
And on top of that, you were umming and ahhing right before we went on air about going with Brandon Smith and he ended up crossing.
I did.
So
Especially that considering hurts. What we just, you know, Champ Cheese come and turned up for us at Magic Round. I thought that was a given.
He sends us some budgies as well.
Yeah, shout out to the budgie smugglers and the Champ Cheese. Yeah, you can definitely still cop the new Rangers grouse. They've even got King Connie involved. Connie Harrell over in
loves a pair of budgies.
He's the best.
I can't wear those, eh?
Yeah, you don't wear budgies, eh?
Nah, because they fucking ride up my ass. You know, I've got a big ass of doom.
Yeah, I never see him. Yeah, I never see you.
Nah, because they fucking ride up my ass like a G-string, eh? And then, you know what I mean? And then like,
no, I don't.
I'm a grower, not a shower too. So you can't be having that kiddies fucking all willy-nilly. You know what I mean?
Especially with alcohol, the water.
I need that, fucking oath. So yeah, when they ride up your ass and shit, and I've got a fucking fat ass too, man.
Well, it doesn't matter for me. You turn an inch into a half an inch, it's not going to make a difference anyway. So
yeah, fair play.
All right.
I don't know. They suit you.
Speaking of, yeah, they do.
Nah, because
I pull them off.
This is what I was said too.
I'm a big fan of budgie smugglers.
I stopped training
nice
legs.
You got nice pins though. You know what I mean? Yeah. So it's a nice thank sleek.
I stop. I stopped. I stopped training legs to make my dick look smaller. You know what I mean? That's why small people look like they've got big dicks because they're fucking tiny. Anyway.
I'm going the Storm for whatever it's worth.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm on the Storm.
Yeah, nice. Me too.
All right, let's move on to the right edge of the Parramatta Eels and the Newcastle Knights. A few players with a point to prove. I've written down this is a statement game. King Gutho has been thereabouts for he played last year in Origin, was, you know, been around camp, be disappointed to miss out. Little Reedy, who was, I believe, brought into camp and then sent back for this game, which is unreal for him. The fact that he got the chance to go in camp, he'll play the game and then he'll probably go back in for cover. A few other players, Fergie Ferg's been dropped from the right edge. That's a big call from BA.
Yeah, can I ask you on that? I'm a bit naive when it comes to defensively watching backlines. Like, I'm one of the guys that always wonders why the winger jams in, and Kimpy will be fucking off me for that because he always likes to blame the centres and the back rowers. But that edge that leaks all those points when Wonga Blake comes back in, how do you determine, or how would BA determine that it's more Fergo versus more BA, or is it happening further inside, or why?
It's a mixture of everything at the moment for Parramatta, because they swapped Obercik over to the right edge to try to combat it this week, and Wonga Blake played left edge. So he actually didn't play right with Ferguson this week. So what they're saying is the common denominator is Fergie Ferg.
Yeah.
But when you look back, when Niokoro was there, they seemed to be defending pretty well. I think a big part of it, and like I said, I believe it was in Team Rocket, you know, Jacob Arthur did a really good job for him, but he's still a young kid. He's still learning how to defend. And you come up against probably the two before, well, they played South into form, but everyone knows what that left edge is capable of. They just had a couple of off weeks when Latrell missed a bit of footy. He had his first game back against the Panthers. And obviously fucking the legally blind, as the Hello Sports podcast boys, the legally blind Josh Schuster and Tommy Turbo linked up and did a number on them. So they come up against two really good left edges in the last couple of weeks. So it's a combination of they come up with really good teams. Defensively, you know, as a coach, BA, I think we'll even probably admit this, he needs to go back to the drawing board and sort of come up with he's always been renowned as an up and in guy.
That's a
trade at Manly. I'm not too sure if they had it at Melbourne, but there's no communication between that right edge at all.
But Fergie's always been that type of player, and he always makes pretty good decisions when he does come in. He really gets skinned like he has been in the last few weeks. But I was just curious because when Niokoro was there, I know they lose a bit in attack because he's a back rower. I mean, I think he's been named in the front row this week. Perhaps someone will be able to check that. But he's not an attacking threat per se, but he seemed to me when Parra went on that run, you know, first half of the year, he was such a defensive rock. I just wonder why bringing Wonga Blake back in straight away and you notice you're leaking all those points. To me, that seems like the common denominator.
Yeah, well, I thought that's the way it was going to play out. So last week, I assumed that Niokoro was going to play on that right edge. Combinations are massive as well. Like some people, you know, like you see games, there's a target on that right edge at the moment, so all the attack is going to be focused in the video again.
Right.
So like when you show weakness, teams are going to come at you no matter what. But with regards to combinations, when you look at the start of the year, Dylan Brown was pretty Niokoro and Fergie Ferg, they stuck together. They were in that same position for, you know, 5 or 6 weeks and looked pretty good because you start to build. I remember we went through a bit of a rough trot in maybe 14 or 15 at Manly when we were used to playing so much with, you know, myself, Fozzie. That left edge was gun even before I got there, right? Yeah. And I sort of, when I come in, and then we had guys like Chase Blair come in, Petahiku, who are really good footballers, but it's just
you lose that
understanding each other a little bit. It takes a couple of weeks. And if you have one bad game where they expose you for a week and then you back it up and then do it again the next week, you are now a target. So not only are you can't hide yourself anymore as well. And then every time someone scores a try down there, everyone's going to go, oh, that fucking left edge or that right edge. So it becomes a thing. Once it becomes a thing, it's even harder. So now they need to get it out there. It's going to take 2 or 3 games before teams start going, yeah, all right, they've fixed it up a little bit on that right edge now. Let's start looking throughout the middle. That left edge is – and another thing too is when the left edge is doing such a good job, that makes it even more –
glaringly obvious,
appealing to go to the right edge. So quite a bit on the edge footy. We haven't really broken down footy that much.
I love going to footy university with you, Hoz. It's good.
Okay,
helps teach me.
I'm going the Eels. Like I said, I think this is a statement game. I think we're going to have big games from Gutho and Reedy in particular.
I'm 100%. I wouldn't be surprised. I'm the anytime try scorer is very much your role. For whatever it's worth, I like Reed Marnie to cross. I think he's going to come back with a proper point to prove. And if he doesn't have 1, 2, 3, he's going to have 4 little digs. So Oracle. Passing over to you,
Oracle,
mate.
Seems to be looking at his pick right now, and the pick is in.
I'm going 2. Two tries anytime.
Two tries again.
I'm going Bryce Cartwright.
Oh, Cardi B off the bench. What's Bryce you playing?
Cardi B.
He's paying $2. Fucking let me just have a quick squiz.
$2 something something.
$2. Paying around $2.50.
$2.50. Is that exact?
No. Yeah. Probably $2.40, $2.50.
Who's your other one, bro?
$2.75.
My other one. Yeah, okay. Round it up.
Yeah.
And you got Mitchell Moses as well.
Oh, Mitchy Moses.
I love a half to score as well.
Yeah, you do.
And Jack, and the way the game is played now, it's not a bit of time for them to score tries.
Mitchy's paying $4.33 for those people at home who have a little play. Because you have grown. Like they're not grown. There's a reputation now that you salute on the gym. So I had heaps of people messaging me. So as soon as Walshy went over, people were messaging me as well. Put some respect on the Oracle's name.
I had people messaging even Simi.
I think Simi was mid Larry somewhere in Double Bay, and he's like SMH in the group. So he's feeling himself. So
I had a big Larry on the weekend too.
I had people messaging me just saying, shame cunt, that's what you get. I was like,
yeah. They're still after you.
They're after Jacko, yeah. Jacko's probably the one who helps me out the most. Oh.
Is it better than that, Lukey?
Oh.
He's not. Well, what about the guy that got your star and putting him in?
Oh, yeah. Well, fucking. Oh. That's a year ago today. Yeah,
are we going to have a few beers with the footy companion tonight?
Yeah, fucking hope we will.
Yeah.
Jolly?
Yeah.
Boss is in New Zealand, so we can't get in trouble.
Mate, yeah, I might even go to a party after this, to be honest.
We might host one.
I might go party tonight, yeah.
Let's bring back the Utah Jazz. Am I right?
I fucking would love that, actually. That would be fun. Those were the days, man. I reckon we go down to the fucking pub.
Yeah.
And then have a few wets.
Come join us.
Yeah. Are the Rabbitohs playing?
Nah.
Oh, fuck, there's always a bit of tail going around on the fucking when the Rabbits are playing.
Yeah, it's always packed. Well, I get your point there. Yeah, it's always packed down at we always go down the Nui for a couple of legs.
Fuck, always a bit of fucking tail around there.
And when the Rabbitohs is playing, it's packed. But I don't think you're going to get a big crowd for the Dragons versus Broncos down there. Lukey's got an update for us.
I don't have an update. I did check Twitter before. There is no Tigers goss floating around Twitter. Okay. But another point to prove, I like Mitchy Moses for a try scorer.
Yes.
Nathan Cleary is in the position that he wants. It's Origin week. He wants to put a show on.
Yes.
Oh, that's
a one-eyed Eels fan right there.
That's it.
It's a one-eyed Eels fan.
Bryce Cartwright, he's a solid one.
I'm back in the Warriors this week to get over the bye as well. They should do it after a tough loss.
Fucking hope so.
Very disappointing game, though, Jacko.
I'm going to go to Para.
Yeah, you going Para?
Yeah. Okay. I think that's the lock of the week, and that's kind of our – geez, we spent a bit of time on Para. Lukey, you've done well there.
Yeah. I don't know how you managed to wiggle that in there, Lukey, but where we talked about fucking good about 10, 15 of the best. All right, so let's get on the game that we were supposed to speak most about. Who are we going in the Origin, boys? Like I said, we've broken down in a few games.
Yeah.
We're all going to the Blues, I believe.
I'm going to the Blues, yeah.
You think they're going to do a number on them?
I honestly think they are. The boys in that squad, have just – fucking the last 2 years, they've had time to, get their shit together. Fucking put an absolute, the growing pains gone. I just think, Tommy, fucking the trowel, Adokar. I think this is like the time that New South Wales is going to reign for a few years.
Before I weigh in, have you gotten any time for that as well? Because I'll be following along.
My only time is Cameron Murray.
Oh, on an edge.
Cameron Murray.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
Mm, said that with confidence. What's that? What's that pain?
Not too sure. That was just straight off the
bat. As I'm getting that up, we're going to it. I've got a bit of jam as well on this one, boys.
Oh, okay.
I think this is a big statement for a guy that makes his return as well. I think there's going to be a lot of traffic down that edge. I believe the way the teams look like they're going to shape up, we'll have Luke Capewell on the right side, who done a really good job. He's a bit of a hybrid player, as we know.
Yeah.
And Dane Gagai on the left-hand side. So I think Jerome... Like just at the Panthers, we'll be getting the majority of the good ball. Nath will control the game on the right-hand side of the middle of the field and they'll come left. And I think Latrell's going to have a big game. Yeah. And I've got Latrell for man of the match at $23, putting the Fox over for a couple.
Oh, huh? Stoke. Fuck.
Putting the Fox over for a couple and maybe scoring a little medium himself.
You're about to pay off my mortgage with that shit. Fuck,
yeah,
I love
that's
that.
23 of the best.
23?
Yeah, that's right.
Fuck, we're emptying the kitty on that bitch.
That's right, yeah. So I've already put 100 on that for the kitty.
You know what? Fuck.
Well, go ahead, boys. Treat yourself.
Nah, fuck that. Whatever I was going to punt. I'm going to troll man of the match at 23s. I think that's a great shot. I was about to jump on and say, I'm following the Oracle here. I think it's going to be an absolute Blues blowout.
Yeah.
Townsville, don't give a fuck. I think there's too much talent there. I think they're going to blow the Maroons off the park somewhere in the ballpark of 30 to 16, something like that.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say 30 then. 13.
3-0.
Oh, you think they're going to be win by 30?
Yeah.
Wow.
Fuck it. Blues blow out, baby. I don't
this
care.
This is fucking Origin, close. Baby.
I don't care.
Yeah. Don't fuck around up there in Queensland, yeah?
Respectfully to the Priz and Capewell, who's the second coming of Wally Lewis in that Maroons jumper, I just think they're too talented. And I was about to say it's Nathan Cleary's time and these big games where he hasn't gone missing. He's fucking, even in the grand final, he tried to claw him back out of it, but he hasn't been the reason they win these big games, both in Origin and at club level yet. But he's playing so good at the moment. I think it's his time. He puts a real stamp. He was going to be my pick for man of the match. I would assume he's the favourite.
He's the favourite, yeah.
But we don't like favourites here. It's boring. So
yeah, we're chasing
Latrell
that.
Latrell at 23s and a proper statement game after being recalled. I fucking love that. I think he's going to be an absolute weapon defensively. He's going to jam some cunts, maybe force a couple of errors, get up for a high ball, put the Fox away for a few, and I think he crosses for one too. So
yeah, another part too, just to excite you a little bit more about the bet. I think in particular playing fullback as well for the Rabbitohs in the last year and a half. He's got a little bit, you know, the engine's even got a little bit more in it now. So he might even get into a game where he's playing in the centres and going, this is kiddies. I've got more in the tank here.
Yeah.
This is fucking, I'm normally running around all over the place. Might go floating in the middle.
Is this
the
first time in Origins, like with the new rules and the...
I have a feeling if it starts getting nice and hectic in the morning, boom. You know, Jerome, like I said, he's done a really good job of getting early ball to Viliami. Kick out. Because we get a lot of messages in the comments about getting names right.
Well, there.
It's a lot of our New Zealand fans as well.
Yeah, they're really big on that. And I will say one thing on that too.
Vili.
We obviously do this as, like, we're fans of the NRL.
Yeah.
We do have an excuse to get it right, wrong, because... The people at Fox and they've got to practice for it. Like, that's their thing. Like, they call games
and they get six figures.
And they're on six figures and they get given how to say the names too. Sometimes where, you know, especially when the young guys coming through.
Yeah.
One of the tips, and this is, he was potential bolter for Queensland Origin. I think we've been saying Murray Taulangi. It's
Tuolangi.
Tuolangi? Yeah. I think it's Taulangi. I could be wrong. Someone read that.
Taulangi.
So just little just little things, you know, little T's and C's when you're saying the name. So I'm really excited about this game, boys. I think it's Blues, but I think it's a close affair because there's no way I back against a Queensland team in Queensland to get hammered by that.
I hate Queensland. I fucking hate Queensland. I hate their team. I hate the way they carry themselves. Bunch of hillbilly rednecks.
Yeah, I love this Origin.
Make sure you keep that energy when we go on the piss with Prez, yeah?
Oh, I like those cunts. But I just like Queensland. But the girls are different up there, I tell you what.
Love a bit of Brizzy, don't you?
You know what? I'm going for Queensland. Nah.
Take me back to Magic Realm, man.
Man, those girls up in Queensland, man. They're crazy. And I'm going off what I seen, not what I did.
Look, he's nodding like crazy over there.
Yeah, fucking old horny dog
looks
over
like
there.
Like that fucking wobbleheads.
Far out. Jeez. Don't ever wake me up like that again, mister.
All right, boys, another good episode of Rookie of the Vet and the Oracle.
I didn't give my jam.
Oh, shit. No. You did. Cameron Murray jam. Oh. Anytime try scorer.
Oh, yeah, I've got him for man of the match too.
Oh, you've got him, okay. Can't.
Which is at $46. Yeah. Oh, no, you're laughing at me again.
This one's going to come off because you're laughing. They both started laughing. I'm right there.
The omen.
The aim, it's
and I've got Tommy Turbo at first try scorer at $13.
Is he paying $13?
For its first time, yeah. First try scorer.
First try scorer is
fuck, that's still pretty good, $13 for Turbo.
I would have said $6 to $9 or something like that.
So I would have thought like $8 or $9 because the favourite's like, I believe Fox and that would be paying around $8.
He's paying $13, yeah, that's, for that first is time.
Well, answer me another good episode. We'll see you on Footy Companion tonight.
See you
guys on the other side.